This is Domino, and you're listening to Online Gaming Radio.
Perfect. The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up your...
Hey, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
merchantable, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
Alrighty, here we are. This is Tuesday, April 15th, 2008, and this is the Jethro Silverwing Show. I am your host, Jethro Silverwing. With me, as always, is my love, my main squeeze, my right-hand girl, El Quinjena.
Hail and greetings.
It's like a broken record every time.
And you love it.
I love you, baby. Anyway, let's see what's going on this week. For those of you who were paying attention to my opening... my opening montage there. I have changed the words a little bit. We are now on for 2 hours instead of three. A lot of the shows here at Online Gaming Radio have found that we're really, really running out of stuff to talk about on the third hour. So, I mean, you know, if we're having a great conversation with people and stuff, and we got a lot to talk about, and we're going to go beyond the 2 hours, there's no one after me. So I don't think anyone's going to mind at all if I just go ahead and continue on and on and on until I just run out of stuff anyway. But I'm not held to the three-hour thing if we just kind of, you know, fizzle out after the second hour. So that's that. How are you doing today, Elquin?
Doing good.
Doing good, she says. What are you up to? I hear you typing away down there. What's going on?
Oh, we're doing some role-playing.
Ooh, role-playing. Where you at?
I'm in Gayfair.
You're where?
Gayfair. Greater Fade Arc.
You just said you were at a gay fair, hon.
Gay fair. That's usually what the terminology you use for.
No, that's... Jayfay.
Jayfay. Well, I... Oh, leave me alone.
You told everyone you were at a gay fair.
Okay, Greater Fae Dark, all right.
She's happy greater, Greater Fae Dark! All right, she's in Greater Fae Dark. Well, we're going to have a fair bit of role-playing here tonight after the show. And in Jethro's house. Don't come to Jethro's house, by the way. We got some role-play stuff set up. If you want to come during the show, that's fine. But after the show, I'm sorry, we have things that we have to do. And this is what happens, folks. This is the title of today's show. What happens when roleplay goes horribly, horribly wrong? And it has gone wrong. In the past, roleplay has indeed gone wrong, don't you think? Elkman, I'm talking. Hello?
Yes, what?
Are you paying attention at all?
I heard part of what you said. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Okay, well... See, this is when real life goes wrong.
Sorry, I have a problem with typing and listening, so, you know.
Well, see, that's why I don't do anything during my show.
I'm trying not to. I was hoping I'd get this done before, you know.
Well, hurry it up, woman.
I'm hurrying. I'm typing.
We got crap to do. This isn't the let's hear El Quinjena type a lot. Oh, boy. But yes, sometimes, you know, role play goes horribly wrong. Or at least not how you expected it. And the outcome that you wanted sometimes doesn't happen. I mean, hell, most of Jethel's lore is, you know, one event after another that went horribly wrong due to one circumstance or another. I mean, the whole thing with Jethel's fall from grace, where he's fallen out of Tanera's favor, was a OOC happening that people wouldn't let go of. And, because I made one visit to the Plane of Growth in a raid group. One. I killed, like, one bear. Somebody saw it, didn't like it, and dragged it into roleplay and would not let it go. And thus the fall from grace from Jethel Silverwing. Here we go. Yes, yes, I know. Bad, bad, evil me. Look, I killed one bear, I felt bad about it, and I left. Unfortunately, that one bear completely destroyed my Tenarian factions. And, I'm sorry, but this really sucks about EverQuest 1, is once you actually destroy your god's faction, I don't mean the cities, I mean like in their plane, it's over. It's over. You cannot make that back. Trust me, I've tried. Eventually, I was able to go back into Felwith and Kelithin. But, I go to the Plan of Growth in EQ1, and everything comes after me. I'm a dead man. That's pretty much all there is to that. Want to give a ding here. We just saw on the server-wide broadcast that the Brotherhood of Steel has just made it to level 60. Congratulations. I don't know if anyone's listening from the Brotherhood of Steel, but let's give you a little guild ding here. There we go. Nice little guild ding. Congratulations. Yeah, those gods really do hold a grudge.
Well, the problem is you had a lot of game mechanics going against you. First of all, you lost faction that you would need just to enter Kelithin, okay?
Well, yeah. I mean, as soon as you lose faction in the Plane of Growth in EQ1, you lose your Kelithin faction and your Felwith faction.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many damn cupcakes or muffins, whatever the hell it
muffins.
Was? I had to give that little dwarf.
And then there was bat wings.
Yep, and then bat wings to get the rest of the Felwith factions up, and a lot of bandit hunting and stuff like that, a lot of
Hounds.
Orc hunting. God, it was...
Tons.
It was friggin' ridiculous.
You could have probably got away with it if it wasn't so faction detrimental to your character.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, if I was an evil character, it would have... who gives a shit?
Normal wood elf, and you accidentally got involved in killing a bear in the Plane of Growth.
Yeah, no one would have cared. But me, Jethel Silverwing...
But it was faction-related, too.
Right. But roleplay-wise, I mean, for crying out loud... Jethel was the leader of the Knights of the Holy Storm, longest running role-playing guild in EverQuest history. They're still active, by the way, in EQ1. Not as much as they used to be, but they're still there. And here I am, the leader of the goody-goodies on the Illyricimar server. And I go on and lose my Tenarian factions. I mean, that is roleplay gone horribly, horribly wrong. I lost the guild because of it. They wouldn't let me come back. Lost some friends, therefore, because I was arguing back and forth about, hey, come on, you know, it was one friggin' bear. And I wasn't roleplaying at the time. At the time, I had joined a higher-end guild temporarily. It was supposed to be temporarily, just so I could get my epic weapon. And yeah, I mean, and somebody saw me up there and saw that my faction had gotten destroyed, and they would not drop the roleplay aspect of it, even though it was a completely OOC event that happened. So,
yeah.
I mean, that was that. That was Jethel's fall from grace. I had to roll with it, and I, stuck it into his lore.
Yeah, but losing a friendship over it?
I had a lot of friends in the Knights of the Holy Storm that turned their backs on me.
Oh, that's not right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, you know, sometimes, I'm sorry, sometimes crap happens. Especially when you're, you know, hardcore role-playing and stuff like that, like we were back at the time. I mean, we just had a situation here in EQ2 in the Legion of Kithacor. We had to kick somebody out. Just recently, because role-play went horribly, horribly wrong. I'm not going to get into specifics, because it could be some hard feelings and stuff like that, but roleplay did not go exactly as intended, amongst other various causes, and we had to ask someone to leave, and it was not going to be the same for that person, I'm sure, and I'm sorry it happened. I'm actually sorry it happened. No, Delmon, I'm sorry, we did not have a safe word. Banana. The role play is banana. The safe word is banana. So
you kind of did yourself in. You weren't.
I told them, you know, when I was with that raiding guild, I told them I don't want to do the planes. Well, not
Plane of Growth.
I did not want to do Plane of Growth. But they're like, look, we're going for your. You know, they were bringing me up to get the stuff for my Swiftwind in Plane of Sky or Air, whichever one, Sky, I think. In the Plane of Sky next week. Sorry, you're coming on this raid.
Well, I hate to tell you this, then, but you could have probably helped them without even touching anything.
Yeah.
I helped out a group up there.
Well, it started with me pulling stuff.
No.
Listen. I was pulling stuff and getting killed. I was letting the stuff kill me so I wouldn't take the faction hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then getting rezzed and going back after more stuff. But then, you know, I accidentally hit two bears instead of one, and one of them went down before I got killed. Oh, well. Anyway, big drama. I think that's why, in a way, I've kind of let roleplay kind of slide in the Legion of Kithacor and EQ2. Because I don't want something huge to happen. And, you know, and something, you know, that you just can't overlook to happen. You know what I mean? Like, for example, we have a little situation going on right now. And I understand it's going to be okay. But I'm at work, and everyone knows, you know, Trinity was on last week or the week before?
Last week.
No, week before. Skyheart was on last week.
All right.
Week before, you know, Trinity was here. Trinity's a vampire. And Jethel and Trinity are, shall we say, involved. And she's been poisoned by some guy that was actually infected with some kind of, I don't know, he had some kind of silver nitrate flowing through his bloodstream or something like that. The guy was going to die either way. It was a trap for Trinity. And she's been sick. She's been awfully sick. And you know what? I'm going to bring Trinity on. She's waiting in the wings here. Trin, I'm going to dial you up here. If you're listening, just hit a set, accept. Here we go, let's bring her in here so she can help explain the situation. Ringing her right now. Pick up the phone! There we go. Hi, Trin.
Hello.
Now, of course, you're listening to the broadcast. We're talking about roleplay that's gone horribly wrong.
Yeah, you can't get much more horribly wrong. And actually, it went right, but I just didn't know about it.
Right, you weren't told about the situation, so So what happened...
No, but I'll tell you what. Things fly my way, and I just roll with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm sitting at work. I got my instant messenger going because I like to talk to Trinity, and I like to talk to Skyheart and Phylock and those guys. You know, we all talk during the day. And Trinity sends me a tell, uh-oh, this isn't good.
It wasn't either.
Vissel from the Legacy of Honor is a vampire hunter.
Vasily.
What's that?
Vasily.
Oh, Vasily. Sorry, Vasily.
Yes, you corrected me last show.
Okay. Vasily is a vampire hunter, very versed in vampire lore and stuff like that. And he was asked to help Trinity, who was a vampire who has been poisoned.
And, which she was completely terrified of.
Right. So it's like, oh no, do we tell Vasily? I mean, we really don't have a choice here. He's like the only person who might be able to clear this poisoning from her system. And
which he already knew about.
Mm-hmm. And so you meet with this fearful vampire slayer, and without warning, what happens?
Well, he convinced her that he needed to go downstairs and lay in her coffin. He diagnosed and found out what it was. And before I knew it, I was being staked.
He staked you.
Yeah. Well, he knows a lot more about the lore and stuff that I do. I've done as much research and stuff as I possibly can. But there's a lot of things that I just haven't found. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's been a wealth of information. It's been great. It's been, you know, a lot of help.
Well, I know quite a bit about general vampire lore, and I understand that you stake a vampire, it pretty much goes into a coma. Staking a vampire does not kill it.
Right.
It paralyzes.
I want to know one thing.
What's that?
Was it a prime rib, New York, or center cut steak?
Wood.
Wood.
Wood?
Ew, how tasty is that? It's not very good.
Well, it's going right through her heart.
Right, so the idea was to stake you so it would give him more time and to be able to work on you safely.
I guess what it ends up being is it puts him in Tepor, as it's called. And what they're doing now is she will need to be fed a couple drops, you know, a couple teaspoons of blood. Once, at least every 24 hours, and it will purge the silver from her system.
Okay. But the problem was, you weren't told what he was about to do.
No, I was quite surprised. I want to say probably about a minute or so before it happened, he did send me an out-of-character tell, and he said, okay, you know, we're going to stake her and that sort of stuff, and... For some reason, it didn't even faze me what he had said.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I completely missed the first part, and next thing I know, he's staking me. And the look of surprise on my face.
Now, of course...
I'm like, huh? You did what?
Now, of course, this is something that could have gone, you know, horribly wrong.
Oh, definitely.
Because not only... You know, are you thinking immediately, oh my god, my character may be dead here?
Well, the thing that ran through my head with that is I've talked to him out of character stuff. I know he wouldn't go that far.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's like, oh my god, what just happened? And how are we going to get out of this?
Right. And of course, the other thing that could have gone really, really wrong with this was the fact that, you know, like I said a little earlier here, Jethel's your lover at this point.
Yeah.
Jethel's your lover, and you're in his house now, staked in the basement.
Yeah.
What happened?
And I warned him of that afterwards. I said, you do realize, you know, if I had known what he was going to do ahead of time, I could have had somebody there to soothe it over for when Jethel came home and saw all this. But as it was, I was going to be left in the coffin, staked, completely alone.
Right, so, you know, what happens when Jethel comes home and finds his girlfriend has been staked?
Yep. And I told him, I says, you have no idea the repercussion of this. And he says, well, he was worried about Morian finding out.
Oh, no, no, no. Morian is a pussycat compared to what Jethel is capable of doing. Jethel is a demon.
With her, I just absolutely told him to wear extra shin guards.
Right. I mean, Morian, you got to wear shin guards, or in my case, a cup. And if things, I mean, you guys rushed around and got this stuff done before I got home, which is really, really a good idea. But
he kind of sprung up on me. I had her on, and they were ready, so I said, all right.
But if Jethel would have came home to find Trinity Stig, and he knew, and I knew who was going to be doing it.
Yeah, because
Vasily would have been a dead man, and that's all there is to it. Jethel would have killed him.
Yeah, and we do a lot between, okay, well, what do we know in character and what do we know out of character, and we have to make sure we keep that separate. And most people would have fit, well, you know, he didn't know. But really, if you add it all up, he did. Because right before this actually went down, the pieces do add up. I had said in character, Morian was going to go get Vasily.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
So Jethel, in character, knew you were going to be meeting with Vasily.
He knew that I was supposed to see him, even though that meeting got canceled.
But Jethel doesn't know it got canceled.
Right. And also, she said she was going to go sleep in her coffin that night rather than than upstairs.
So, this could have gone horribly wrong. Jethel went to bed last night knowing that Vasily and Trinity were going to be meeting. Did not know any kind of a meeting got canceled. If I would have came home, Vissel would not have would not have lived through the night.
I believe Phylak put it as 100 arrows in each vital organ.
Sounds good to me. But yeah, and of course that of course would have caused even more problems.
Yep.
Because it would have started hostilities between the Legacy of Honor and the Legion of Githicor.
Yep. But I tell you, everybody that we're working with out of character has been fantastic. Everybody who's been involved in this. I am just extremely glad that none of this was my idea. I can't get in trouble for any of this. None of it was my idea. I'm just rolling with it.
Delmon is making a comment here that as a non-RPer, he finds the whole thing a lot of work. It's not really.
It's actually a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun, and most of the time, these things just kind of fall together.
They do. Trinity, I've never, other than making her a vampire, have never gone out looking for roleplay with her. It always just lands in her lap. Every
the only
time.
Part of work that I would actually say there is some work is like, Sky wanted to know if I wanted to help with some RP, and I said sure. But what she wanted didn't quite fall into what I knew as being correct lore. So I had to do a little research to find out the correct lore, and then I go back to her and say, well, this is what it really is, and if this is the path you're going with your storyline, then this over here would be more logical and lore driven than this other way. And she was really open to that, so that's how we went. But so that was a little bit of work on my part, going and tracking down some stuff and doing a little bit of figuring, and so we'd keep it within the world and in the proper places and with the proper type lore background.
Yeah, the best laid roleplay plans go horribly wrong.
Mm-hmm. Turn around and bite you on the ass.
That is for sure. And you can have it all planned out. One person who maybe isn't even involved at all could come up and just blow the whole thing apart.
Yep.
Before all this went down last night, it gets worse. Most of the people in Legacy of Honor did not know Trinity was a vampire. So Vasily, before last night, didn't even know. So she just avoided him. It wasn't any big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of the people in Legacy do know, and they're plenty accepting of her. Not a big deal. I don't even remember how it came about, but all of a sudden somebody says, I don't know, we've had vampires before, we don't have a problem, and actually announced in guild chat that she was a vampire. Which, of course, Vasily obviously heard. Spit his drink across the room, started choking on his lunch, and he just turned around and left. So right off the bat, I mean, that went horribly wrong. That was not how he was supposed to find out.
Right.
These people had no idea what was going on, had no idea that nobody else didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
They assumed everybody knew. So one person right in the middle of the whole thing, and one person made one comment, and the whole guild started talking about it.
Yep. It was kind of like that time that, you know, I announced that, you know, Delmon was gay. And no, he's not. I'm kidding. Delmon is not gay.
But now the thoughts in your heads.
But you know what?
I'm sorry.
Everybody goes out of the... Everybody comes out of the closet, but nobody goes in.
Hmm. Some of those damn skeletons. What are they grow in there?
They've got to. It's for the people who don't come out.
I think that's why if you guys, you know, are doing the longer role play storylines to keep the participation to a minimum of outside people that are not in on what you want.
I find the more the merrier, because if somebody throws a wrench in like that, I find it interesting to work around it.
You like to go horribly wrong.
I find people springing that on me does not bother me a bit. It really doesn't. It's like last night with that going wrong. It shocked me. It surprised me. But it was fun.
Right, but some people just can't handle improvisational roleplay.
No, they cannot at all.
So, like, it's got to follow a certain script, and if it's not, you know, they're screwed.
Yep. Right. And I can't stand that.
No, I can't either.
It doesn't make it fun.
Got to have it spontaneous, and
I would have liked to have known exactly what was going to happen before it happened. You know, and anything in between there is fine. I don't want to be kept completely in the dark about what's gonna go down.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know what part my character's playing are going to play or react or.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a guideline on what's gonna happen.
Well, it's kind of like what Elquim was just saying with Skyheart.
Yeah.
Do your research, people. Don't role play and get it all wrong.
That is one of the biggest problems that I have had playing Trinity. There's not a lot of lore out there for vampires besides the classic, you know, they don't like garlic and all that. I says, you know what? She doesn't like garlic because it stinks.
Well, basically, that's one of the... that's one of the theories behind the vampire and garlic thing. They have heightened senses, and garlic is very pungent.
Right.
So it's not really that it, you know, like, burns them or anything like that. It's repulsive.
Right. Well, over the years, a lot of the things about vampires have really been exaggerated and warped so many times. So I'm doing as much research and such as I can, and a lot of people are helping me out, and it's been a lot of fun. I'm coming to find a lot of people find Trinity, because she's a vampire, absolutely fascinating.
I think she's fascinating.
One of the major problems I have with her is playing her on the good side of town.
Hmm. Yeah, tell me about it. Trying to play a quasi, no, not even a quasi, but a shadowed character is what I'd like to say.
Yeah.
Playing a shadowed character in Kinos, you get razzed a lot. You get harassed.
Finding her a guild was almost impossible.
And I tried to get you into Legion of Kethacor. I tried to get you into the Legion of Kethacor, but, you know, I think I explained a few weeks ago.
Yep.
You know, we had a problem with a former vampire, vampiric character, and we decided to no longer have them. And I did post it to the officers. And, well, you are an officer in my guild.
Yeah, and to be honest, to make it fair, I believe I stayed out of that one.
Well, see, you only lost by, like, one vote.
And the problem with that was that the person wasn't even vampiring in guild chat. What they were doing is they would end up doing their vampire RP in an RP tavern that was full of good characters that our guild is aligned with, and basically giving our guild a bad name.
Mm-hmm. They were sipping
on people and drinking their blood and right there in front of everybody, and it was like, no.
Yeah, and I don't want to have a
problem with that privately.
And I don't want to, you know, personally offend this person. Honestly, I don't even remember what her name was.
I remember, and I still like her. She's a good person mm-hmm. and everything, but,
yeah.
but I'm
when
sorry,
it came down to it, she wanted to stay in the vampire, and I respected that. But I told her we just can't do this.
The
guild rules were set down that we didn't allow this.
And she was being a vampire hoe.
Yeah.
She was really slutting it up.
Other than that, I really don't like to tell a person how they can roleplay or not roleplay, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the whole feeding from somebody type thing is an issue if it's done privately, discreetly.
No, this was out and open in the tavern.
Yeah,
I say
not in the middle of a bar. That's just, it's
everybody
wrong.
Else was
it's
having a drink, so she wanted a drink, you know?
But to be honest, if she wants to play this kind of...
It's not acceptable.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say true to form, but it's not something a vampire would do
mm-hmm.
on the good side. I mean, it's just...
Nope, I agree completely. All right, let's see.
Well, that's eventually what she did. She moved to a vampire guild.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they're mentioning it could be done in a vampire bar. Well, yeah, but it wasn't.
Right, it was done in a good allied... regular old tavern.
Yep.
So, yeah. I do have to make an announcement before we continue here. Gaven in Legion of Kethakor ding to level 25 monk. Congratulations. Let's give him a little ding there. Where is it?
He's a new member.
Yeah, he's a new member. Well, he joined, what, yesterday? Yeah, the 13th. No, 2 days ago then.
I absolutely love, and I have to repeat it, Del just put it in the channel.
Mm-hmm.
Guild rules. 1. No stealing from the gold bank. 2. Help out guild mates. 3. And most important, no eating of guild mates, no matter how tasty.
Now, that would be rules we'd put in if we had trolls in here. But, of course, as we all know, in the Legion of Kethakor, there are no trolls.
No trolls.
Matter of fact, we're just going to change our name to the Legion of the No Trolls.
Ha ha.
Because I'm telling you, there will be trolls. There will be trolls in my guild.
From my cold, dead hands.
Skyheart made friends with a troll.
From my cold, dead hands is what I'm saying.
Well, I've ran across trolls before in Kinos, and they were okay, but you kind of wonder about a troll that's going to become a cook.
No,
yeah.
Trolls!
Well, you know what happens to troll sperm, right?
I don't. Hey, what the hell's wrong with you anyway?
They become
the Nashers, of course.
Yes. And every time a troll,
masturbates, a Nasher is born.
Yes, and Tuner kills a snow bunny. And that's why we don't have any snow bunnies.
Excuse me for a minute. What? Troll tongue goes, oh god. Delmon, quick! Find out what number the Ask a Drunken Dwarf with the Troll Tongue is.
Oh god, no.
So I guess maybe I should take applications for a role-playing love interest, since you're busy.
There you go.
Well, I still think, you know,
I still can't find anybody that's worthy enough. I'm sorry.
Surgeon. What about Surgeon?
Oh, yeah, Surgeon, but our play times are really different.
Yeah, true. He is in the UK, so that does cause some problems.
Yeah, and then there's True Flight.
Right now, but he's gone to bed.
True Flight went to bed?
No, Surgeon did.
Oh, Surgeon did, yeah.
Surgeon's in the UK, and it was like 2 a.m.
Just get in line, hon. Somebody wants to get some Jethel love and just
that
get
depends.
In line.
That depends. What's your racing class? If you're a troll, it's completely out of the friggin' questions. Same with the ogres, Sarnax,
break a fey.
What's that?
You'll break a fey.
I think any race above like Rotunga height would break a fey very, very well. A 300-year-old Tyrdal ghost. Well, there we go. Ever heard of Skilpin, my dear? Of course, that's from High Spirits, a movie with Gutenberg. But I liked it. It was a cool one. You know, scalping is the act of a ghost floating through you, and you get this erotic feeling. And Domino, that is a contradiction in terms. There are no sexy trolls.
No, that's just wrong.
And Lowkick's telling me that I am the Black Widow when it comes to rangers. I get rangers, other rangers killed.
Definitely.
So I need a tank. I need a knight. I need a hero.
She needs a hero. She needs someone to take her to bed. He's got to be big and he's got to be strong and he's got to be able to take an arrow to the head.
Thanks.
You know what I kind of miss about EQ1 and being a ranger?
What?
Arrows were line of sight. Forget about what your target was. If something walked in front of you while you were shooting.
Oh, God, I remember that. You didn't want somebody, something to walk in front of your arrows because, oh.
It was line of sight.
Yeah. I remember that. There was lots of times I got myself in trouble.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Domino, I do not want you to go tell the devs to make arrows line of sight. No, I don't want that. But I do kind of miss the realism. You know what I mean.
I was going to say, you're talking to a vampire here. Realism.
Yeah, well, we're not even going to talk about last night.
We haven't had the ding of the guild.
Oh, Rowane is becoming a level 52 ranger. Congratulations. Let's give you a ding here. There we go. Congratulations, Rowane. Okay, since people were talking about this before the show started, I just wanted to break this in before we go to a music break here. The Maiden's Fancy has... hit the button here. Da-da-da-da. Just now... Wait a minute. Is this right? Wait a second. Ah, there it is. Hit that button again. Just now... gotten an update. We have 3 new models up on the Maiden's Fancy. Let's see who we have here. We have Meowlina. See Meowlina. God, I don't remember what. Oh, she's the one from the German server from Innovation. I couldn't go see her because I would have to repatch the entire game in German. But, yeah, we got Meowlina, who is a wood elf who lives in Freeport. She's an evil wood elf.
Evil wood elf.
And we also have, I'm assuming it's pronounced Nene or Nini, something like that. Female Arisai Troubadour with a very seductive cover, I must say. I think it came out really well. And from the Legion of Kithakor, we have our own big old paladin, Hud.
Hubba.
It's Hud.
No, the new word of the week is buffalicious.
As to say, or scrumptious?
Nope, buffalicious.
So, of course, as per all of my models, everyone has one rated PG-13 cover. one frontal shot, but not showing any goodies, and of course the gratuitous butt shot. So ladies, if you want to go see a barbarian paladin's butt, go on to the Maiden's Fancy and say hi to him in channel. He was in channel. I think he's still here. Yeah, there he is.
Yeah, he's still here.
Oh, damn, there's two D's in his name. Crap. Well, I'll have to fix that. Sorry about that, Hud. Actually, you know what? Domino is listening in. What do you mean you don't see any butt? You click on your picture. It brings your little pictures down here, and you click on the one, click on the thumbnail that has your shoulder shot. I try to make the thumbnails work appropriate when I can. And I say when I can, I mean sometimes I just can't.
Even he's saying nice butt.
So I am still working on this stuff. I mean, I got a list of people here. People have been volunteering to be on the Maiden's Fancy. Matter of fact, I just got another email right before we went on the air for someone who wants to be one of my models, and I'm going to reply to him just after the show ends. And we'll get that done as soon as I can. Let's see here. So who do I got coming up? I got, let's see who's in the channel that I can embarrass. Tivex, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, from the Kithacor server. Tivex is a male Arisai. And I've already taken his screenshots, and the model should be pretty easy to make, and I'll send him some previews there.
Hey, Delmon is saying that it's dwarfless, so I think maybe he's
so
volunteering.
So far, I have not seen any dwarves volunteer. And honestly, I haven't really tried shrinking that male model down to dwarf size, but I can certainly give it a shot. Nimish, I want to say, on the Befallen server, is a female wood elf conjurer. Wants to join the thing here. I have no idea how to pronounce this name. Laerioil, or whatever, on the Guck server. On the Guck server is a human paladin who wants to be on the show, on the Maiden's Fancy. Riald, on the Antonia Bale server. Angela Coria from the Legion of Kithacor, of course, wants to be on. So, yeah, we're it's coming along. I've been getting a lot of compliments about it, although I have to say this week we actually lost someone in the Legion of Kithacor because they were offended.
Only really? Because of their upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't their cup of tea, and we can't fault them for that.
No, I will not fault them for that. But yeah, we did lose someone in the LOK over the Maiden's Fancy, saying that it was morally wrong, and I'm not going to argue the point. I'm not going to berate them or anything like that. I mean, if that's your beliefs, then that's your beliefs. And my only comment to him was, "My God, I can't believe you actually stayed in the guild for as long as you did."
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got pictures up on the forums and stuff that in the photo.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is that too. But I guess what really got to him was the fact that I was openly recruiting for this. Before it was just more of a private thing, but now I'm openly recruiting, and I don't know. So that's his thing, and I'll respect his wishes, and I wished him best of luck wherever he ends up. So, no hard feelings. Delamon wants to know what this magazine has against short races. Well, we have Fae and Arisai.
Yeah, they're short.
They're short.
You know, maybe Del needs to come over and get his picture done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hud is commenting that Elquin has a nice butt.
Thank you. He just makes it look good, trust me.
No, baby, trust me. It's that good.
It's 99% smoother, too. Get it? Well, okay, fine. You guys have sure dropped the subject of what happens if role-playing's gone wrong.
Well, we've been talking about that for 45 minutes. Now I'm talking about something else.
You got the most important thing.
What's that?
Making sure everybody agrees on the same sort of plot.
Well, yeah. The plot goes awry. It could have consequences.
Because I read that, you know, they've had, other people have had problems where in their little role-playing guild that, you know, somebody shoved their storyline and everything else down everybody else's throats.
Hmm.
And that's another thing that can drive, you know, good role-playing gone bad, is when one person does that. Or when you've got not everybody agrees on the same storyline and everybody heads off in different directions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's kind of like, you know, someone coming out to hunt with someone and then going off and hunting something completely different in the same zone. And it's like, hey, where'd you go? We don't know anything about that, though.
Oh, we sound like me, huh?
Yeah. Okay, so, yes, would have been exceedingly bad if Jethel were to come back and find Trinity staked without somebody catching him first to let him know what was going on.
Well, I originally, after I talked to you, I did log into the game. And luckily Morianne was there. And I told her what happened, and she had the same reaction.
Mm-hmm.
What? I said, yeah. I says, I have two big issues with this. I said, one, I don't want to make a huge issue of it because I don't want any turmoil anywhere. And I says, Vasily was very worried about how Morianne was going to react. She, the night before, had made them take a huge oath on no harming undead and all this. So if she were to get to Trinity first, she would know that he's the one who did it and probably misinterpret it just as Jethel would, that it was harming rather than hurting.
Right.
And,
you know,
so
she
was going to try to get to Jethel before.
That really would have been a good thing.
Down there. Well, I flat out told her, I said, somebody needs to, I said, this is not going to go well. And when Vasily left earlier, he posted Sherry and Decor at the door. And as much as he hates her at this point and kind of wishes she'd die,
mm-hmm.
He can't harm her. It would go against the oath he made
right.
to harm her. So he posted guards at the door to make sure she was safe.
Huh. And once again, I'm getting tells from someone who wants for him and his girlfriend.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That wants to be the maid's fancy.
I just mentioned that the other day that there wasn't any couples.
No, the only couple shot I've got so far is the twins. Stretch a little bit there. And Delmon made a good point. We need to have a celebrity edition. So what do you think? We need to have the Delmon? We need to have the Delmon, Jethel. I say we get Den Mother and Domino involved in there, too.
There we go, yep.
I don't think I'm ever going to get Denmon to agree to this.
No, you're not.
Oh, brother. Okay, I just got to reply to somebody here.
Delmon says he will not pose. There is not enough plat in the entire world for that.
Nice.
Come on, Del. I think it'd be funny. Hey, we did one on Trinity.
Maybe we need to do one on Xanadu.
She'll do it. Of course, I don't think you'd get Katesh to do it.
No, I don't think you're going to get Jen to do it. There,
you could probably sweet talk Katesh into it. Would take a lot of doing.
Okay, Delmon says he just doesn't want to do it with Jetha. And trust me, Delmon, I'm going to be taking... See, when I take these pictures and stuff, if the person is willing, I role-play the photo shoot. And trust me, Del, I don't want to be in a room with you naked for any length of time.
I'll do it.
Okay, I will give the camera to I'll give the camera to Elquin, and she can take all the pictures that she wants, and then we'll blackmail you.
Yep.
I mean, it's okay if I do point and laugh at some point, right? I'm just totally.
It's fine with me. It's just fine with me.
Just checking.
All right, let's think here. But yeah, the silly, great vampire hunter guy and all.
And actually, it's not just vampire, it's undead.
Okay,
so
fine.
So to be honest, if he were to find Jethel is a demon, same issue. He'd probably go ballistic.
Jethel's not undead, though.
Not technically, no. That'd be something we'd actually have to discuss with him. Because it was technically undead that his issue was with. So I'll have to ask him.
No, Jethel is not undead.
Yeah, I'll have to ask him.
Technically speaking, it's a reincarnation. Or maybe even a resurrection. I'd have to actually look into a little bit more, but...
Yeah, the course tell me it's... Not undead or whatever. It's he's an exorcist. So yeah, he would have a problem.
Got a problem with me, huh? Come on.
Yeah, he would.
I dare ya.
Yeah. Just a tip for Vasily, because I know he's listening right now. But attacking Jethel in his own house with the summoned forest upstairs may not...
The forest upstairs is a bad idea.
Not really a good idea. Yeah, we have
a lot of fun.
We had an issue with a elder vampire that was coming to visit Trinity at one point. It's like,
yep.
The trees that are upstairs in my attic... Jethel is the spirit of Kithacorus Forest. Those trees are actually a manifestation of Kithacorus Forest. The trees will obey Jethel. Much like, I suppose, a druid could control a treant or something like that, if you want to get into the roleplay aspect of it. The trees would come down and or sprout or whatever and tear you limb from limb. Matter of fact, the trees have actually only been sicked on one person so far.
Yep.
Morian.
I was going to say, and it was Morian.
Yep, it was Morian. Morian was going to slap Jethel, and one of the tree branches came out and grabbed her hand.
Yep. And then when she tried with the other hand, there was another one. I remember that very well. I believe what set that off was the one big thing that she does have. You do not pick up the halfling.
No, it's very disrespectful to pick up Morian under any circumstances.
And you did.
She pissed me off. And when Jethel's pissed off, he likes looking people in the eye. And he was pissed off.
He was too short.
She's too short to look in the eye, and he's not going to be pissed off in kneeling in front of her. Because that's taking a submissive position. So he picked her up to bring her eye to eye. And, well, that's a no-no. But she has forgiven me. She told me at the time it would take time to forgive him, and she has forgiven him.
You two have a very interesting relationship.
I think my balls have a more interesting relationship with your hammer.
Yeah, this is true.
Domino says, if you're going to pick up a halfling, at least bring some red wine and chocolate.
Very true.
Okay, so I have to remember that when I approach Denmother about this shoot with the maiden's fancy, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I will.
A lot of wine. A lot of wine.
Yeah, and you better hope you pick the right color, too.
Somehow I doubt very much she's going to allow that.
No.
Although I haven't seen Domino object.
This is true. There's been no no's as of yet.
Although the only problem I would have with that, or any one of these quote-unquote celebrities might have with that, is the same problem that another person who I approached, I'm not going to name names right now, is looking at getting a job with Sony. And I had actually done a model for her. And then we got thinking, oh, wait a minute. This, you know, may not look good going into a job interview.
True.
So we decided to hold off until everything blows over and stuff like that. So, again, I'm not going to name names, just, you know, after it all blows over, I'm sure she'll shout it from the rooftops. But... Okay, so Domino is vetoing the idea. All right. Well. Oh, well. So sorry, Delmon. I think the celebrity issue of The Maiden's Fancy is pretty much going to be me.
Delmon wants to know what color wine goes with, so do you want to pose naked for me?
I think the color wine would be a lot.
Oh. I'm thinking some vodka. Forget the wine. See, I don't like wine. Go for vodka.
Now, wait a minute. I don't want all these pictures to be of her knocked out.
Hey. If I can take it, she can take it.
Now, wait a minute. Tevex is saying that he would like to see a tasteful but yet very hardcore nude picture of Domino. How can you have tasteful and hardcore?
We ain't going that direction. I said no.
No. We are not going in that direction at all. There will be no goody shots, as I refer to it. Nothing below the waist and in the front. That's pretty much where I draw the line with the publicly released pictures. Of course, if anyone that I'm doing the modeling for would like to see a full body shot of their own character, then I don't have a problem with that. So if Trinity would like to have the full body shot of herself, you're more than welcome to it.
I might have you do that in your spare time. You know, like you have some.
Oh, it's easy enough to do. The model's already made. No, I save all these models, so all I have to do is call it back up. That's pretty much it. Now, I'm sorry. I know I'm a bit of a celebrity, a minor celebrity in the world of online gaming, I know, but I'm sorry there will be no lovey-dovey pictures with Jethel. I'm sorry, ladies.
Domino is volunteering Brenlow and Grimwell for this.
Yeah, I'm sure Alan would love that.
Well, at least you can say it was not your idea. You're passing the buck. You're passing it right along.
Yeah, it was all Domino.
All Domino.
It was all Domino's issue. Ouch.
I have a cat that just jumped in my lap.
Oh, I see.
She has claws.
Hmm. Well, cats are supposed to have claws. Alrighty, well, I'm going to go to a music break here in a little bit. Anyone have any requests? let me know. What do you want to hear, Trin?
I want to hear my song, Poetry in Motion.
Ah, Xanadu's song. All right, let me bring it
up. Yeah, here's Anne's song.
Oh, now you've broken the illusion. You've told everyone that Trinity and Xanadu are the same person.
Everybody needs money. Especially this afternoon when I logged off Trin to pop on Xan so I could do EQ Tuesday. And
mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, we'll go ahead and start the music montage here with Poetry in Motion. The video, of course, can be found at kithacore.org and stars Xanadu from EQ Tuesday. And we'll be back in a few.
She's into meditation, yoga, and martial arts. Keen mind, concentration, and lethal body parts. She's into chops and high kicks. She's got a tail to tell. She's got no time for losers. Trolls on your door.
Three points in ten.
Hey!
coming like a swarm. Rock pickers, crusaders, hover stars. Steamy and hot, gonna give it all I got. Spell cast a sword slash and ready or not. Stunning and facing them, fighting all night. Call them all, beat them all, left and right. Look, guys, laborers, don't call us too. Line them up for the dance, anyone will do. Anyone will do.
Hey!
We took the wrong turn. Damn job.
We had the wrong horse.
I see the parents shouting. Damn, yes, God, they don't fear. I need to crown control.
Damn, yes, God, they don't fear.
Cause this is getting old. Hit it, escape to the bell. The situation goes straight to hell.
Hey! 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 Hey!
Counting red, counting yellow, counting dark blue. A nasty little comet coming after you. Get your sword, we will take the call from above. Blow them all to hell, come and fight me. Little man, the moon is down a little more. These people left behind us, gonna give it to the boys. Here I go, to the eye, kick him in the teeth. Don't get him next time, we'll be back next week. Yeah, next week. They bomb around us, get healing up.
Yeah,
I'm out of food, out of drink, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. What do you mean out of drink? Into the thing of hell. Jesus.
For sure, that boat came off.
And so he started fighting. He ain't never gonna stop. Yeah, keeps on fighting. And he's gonna make it to Gun Top and be a frog hook hero.
Guns rage in his eyes.
Be a frog hook hero. Frog hook hero.
With rage in his eyes. Rage in his eyes.
You'll stay alive tonight. In the keep without a name, under heavy assault, he's all slinking in the shadows, and he warned them to halt. But like a flash in the air, and he would not die. That one claymore made a troll's head fly. Now we need to keep fighting. He's never gonna stop. Yeah, keeps on fighting.
Quite done with the music montage yet. I got a little announcement to make. Let's see here. Ah, there it is. All right. Well, you know, you hear a lot of me singing on this show, but Xanadai has sung a song.
Yeah, you knew I was going to do this.
I'd forgotten, to be honest with you.
Xanadai has sung a song, and I'm going to play it for you all right now. I think she did a good job. All right, so here we go. Is Xanadai singing Have You Ever Seen the Rain from Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. Have you ever seen the rain? I wanna know. Have you ever seen the rain? Coming down on a sunny yesterday. Yesterday, the days before, sun is cold and rain is hard. I know, been that way for all my time. Till forever on it goes, through the circle fast and slow. I know, they can't.
Okay, I have to give applause to that. All right. I think she did good. I think she really did good. That was Xanadi, a.k.a. Trinity, singing Have You Ever Seen the Rain, Creedence Clearwater Revival. I think she did a great job. Okay, I got a request from Decor, who is all involved in this vampire situation with me and Trin that could possibly go horribly wrong. And he wants to hear Castle Mistmore, my song about Castle Mistmore, and I figure, hey, what the hell, I'm going to go ahead and sing it live. Oh, Urson, Legion of Kithacor has just dinged to a level 27 illusionist. Congratulations. There's your ding. So, I'm going to go ahead and sing Castle Mistmore live. Turn off the background music. There we go. And Castle Mistmore live. Okay, Skyanna apparently got a ding level 23, so here's a ding for you. There we go.
Dark evening, battle cries fill the air. Elves hunting little brownies, pixies float without care. Through the list of fey dark mist rolls, a torch lit my way. My feet dragged, my packs were full, I had enough for the day. There I saw inviting stately noble stone walls, tapestries, carpets and ivy hung in medieval halls. I saw a dark lovely figure, she drew me inside. Her hair was white, her robe was blue, she had blood red eyes and she said, "Welcome to the castle of May Young Mistmore." Pretty gypsy girls,
pretty gypsy girls,
can steal your world. There's plenty of room, join us here in Castle Mistmore. Nothing's what it seems,
nothing's what it seems,
fulfill all your dreams. My mind swam with sensation, she brought me food and ale. A gypsy girl danced and twirled, graceful, night and pale. The corn took the throne room. Princess Triessa with platinum braids. Familiars rested. Advisors schemed with Butler Sincall and Isis the maid. As I settled, I shifted, and I saw from the corner of my eye blurred figures moving about. Something just wasn't right. And she came and eased all my troubles with charming grace. She poured more wine to warm my spirits, but everything seemed to say, welcome to the castle of May, young Miss Marr. Pretty gypsy girls,
pretty gypsy girls,
can steal your world. Oh, there's plenty of room. Join us here in Castle Miss Marr. When nothing's what it seems,
nothing's what it seems,
just ignore the screams.
Well, I woke, time was fleeting. I felt the warmth of her breath on a mattress soft and full. The night was silent as death. On the wall there before me, a mirror so splendid, so fair. I looked rested and ready for her, but in the mirror she wasn't there. I jumped and ran for the doorway, blood-stained marble floors. Her spell lured and enthralled me. My mind was screaming, my heart wanted more. I fell to my knees, tears fall deftly. Her eyes glow with light. She gave me shelter, gold and her love. All I gave her was my life.
The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up your
ass. Watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
Okay, and we're back. Whoop, let me turn off the echo there. Here we go. Trinity, still with us? Did you crawl under a rock?
Did she fall asleep at the keyboard?
No, she's talking in the channel.
I had to unmute it.
Ah. No, I think you did good. I think you did a good job.
I completely forgot I told you you could play that.
Okay, so yes, just moments ago for Decor and Vasily singing
Castle Miss Marr.
All right.
Talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic.
No. So, yes, role play going horribly, horribly
wrong.
Trent, have you had roleplay gone horribly wrong in the past?
Yeah, more than once.
Give us an example here. While you're thinking, if anyone there in the OGR channel has had a roleplay event gone horribly wrong or embarrassing or whatever, hey, feel free to spill your guts, man. Okay, Trent, go right ahead.
Well, there's always been little incidences, Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Phylak and Zen and I went out on a date on a beach. We were expecting to be all alone. And this little face shows up and just starts flitting around us. So you're not expecting that anyone else to be there or anything, so we kind of had to include them and try to get them to go away.
Okay, so you're there trying to have a date. You're trying to be romantic with Phylon.
It was a friendly thing. It's not like we're messing around.
Okay. And you're...
Now it's Phylax's turn to hide.
But honestly, it's kind of like the kids walking in on you, isn't it?
A little bit, even though we weren't, you know, romantically doing anything. But yeah, it was kind of strange.
So come on, you've never done anything with Phylox.
Nope.
Well, Eloquent, have you ever done anything with Phylox?
No. Sorry.
He's got him killed once or twice.
Well, that's her job.
Yeah. It's in her job description as a ranger.
No, I think just as her.
Oh, thanks.
So if anyone ever wants to apply for the role of El Quinjena, you have to be able to kill people, especially people you like.
Who's going to take my role? There's only
me. I'm kidding.
I can't be replaced.
I'm kidding.
Uh-huh. Now, I won't get into the issues of it, but Xanadai, the character Xanadai, actually died from horribly wrong roleplay.
It's one of those situations, if I'm recalling this, because I wasn't there for most of the roleplay on Xanadai's death, but that was mostly one of those things where it was supposed to be scripted to go one way.
Kind of, yeah.
And just went horribly, horribly wrong.
It wasn't one that immediately went wrong, though. It just leaned wrong from the start, I think.
And it gradually meandered into the wrong
way. Oh, yeah, it gradually got worse and worse and worse.
It gradually meandered into oncoming traffic. And
oh, definitely. Until the point Xanadai, I'm being told it wandered into the oncoming lane until it was hit by a tractor trailer.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, for those of you who listened to the show a few weeks ago, Xanadai is back from the dead.
Yes, she is, and I want to say, you know, I'm sure she's out there somewhere. Femme Fatale from the Kindred?
Kindred Spirits, isn't it?
I believe it's just the Kindred.
Okay.
I'm really sorry.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about that. Femme actually thought you were a ghost and ran for her life.
Nobody knew. We have not actually actively announced that Xanadai is back. And...
Oh, speaking of that...
Hmm?
The original guild email that was put out really freaked out quite a few people.
Oh, yeah. It could have been worded a little bit differently. Everyone thought that Xanadai, you in real life, had been killed.
I didn't know about that until like 2 or 3 days after, because I hadn't logged Xan in, so I didn't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I didn't know to tell people that it was okay.
Because they didn't know what to think.
So, yes, a second...
A
second guild email had to be sent out saying, no, it was role play. She's okay. She's okay.
And she wasn't really dead anyway.
By the end, Xanadai
was losing her mind. And yet we brought her back, and we hadn't actively announced the fact that she was back. We're not going to. She's just kind of showing up places here or there. And she's lost her memory, so she doesn't know. She's re-meeting everyone. And she's not the same person she was before. She's very peaceful and everything
exactly.
Now, very tranquil.
And of course,
and it's been a lot of fun.
If you've ever really pissed off Xanadai in your little roleplay adventures, hey, here's a chance to come up to her and go, "Hi, I was your best friend."
Yep. Yeah, she has no idea.
And you owe me lots of plat.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's that 150 plat you borrowed from me last week?
But we have the Claymore channel, and we play it out as it's, you know, a little bar of sorts. And Femme Fatale from The Kindred was in there, and she, I believe she was on her way out anyway. But I just came walking in. You know, Zan and I just came walking in by herself. And instead of her normal red hair, she has stark white hair now. And Femi looked at her, felt extremely faint, looked at her again. Her eyes got huge, and she booked her butt out of there so fast. I'm not even sure the door shut. And she popped over in the out-of-character channel, and she says, "Yep, well, that's enough for me. I'm seeing things and ghosts. I'm going to bed." And it was just hysterical. And the way people have been reacting to her coming back, I'd worried about that. And most everybody is just stunned or, you know, to that effect. It's been kind of funny. But this was the best way to shake off any junk that had gone on before.
Yeah.
And we had considered a lot of different options on how to shake everything off and make her, for lack of a better term, better. She had some issues.
Boy, now I kind of wish I had that sound clip from Sam Kinison loaded up. He's talking about Jesus coming back from the dead. Jesus is the only person who ever came back from the dead where people didn't go, oh, all the dead live! Drive a stake up his ass! Yeah. Wish I would have had that sound clip loaded, but oh well. The dead fucking live. That's funny stuff. Good night, Guyana. Yeah.
She went horribly wrong.
It was wrong.
The only one that seems to have gone semi-okay at this point is Katesh, and that's probably because I don't have her on very often.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to screw up a character you don't play very often, huh?
Katesh's story is a lot of fun.
And Jethel really, really enjoys confusing the shit out of her.
Yeah.
Just be all mean and stuff to her and really cold, and then as she turns to leave, zip in front of her and plant a big old kiss on her. Like, it's like, good night. And walk away.
Well, her biggest issue is she never should have left Freeport.
Mm-hmm. But no, now she can't.
Or Nariak, actually. She was in Nariak. But Latesh, the little Arisai. Was her slave.
Ooh.
And he ran off. And he committed crimes against Nariak.
Uh-oh.
And when she went after him to stop him, to get her slave back, they caught her with him.
Ooh.
Doing, you know, saving some little kid. And so they caught her at the same time, and you don't explain.
Damn dirty ape!
Been caught.
Oh,
she wasn't doing anything, but she was right there with Latesh while he was.
You gotta so love you gotta love Low Kick's thing there. Crimes against Nariak, helping a child being beaten by a guard.
Yep, that was exactly it too.
Nice.
And we both got kicked out for it. Katesh is extreme, and now that we're over in Kinos, slavery is not legal. So Latesh is free to do as he pleases, and Katesh does not like it. So anytime she can get her hands on him, she's always constantly attempting to rip off his wings.
Well, that's not nice.
She's not nice.
Really? I couldn't tell.
That's her. She's not nice. Her end justifies the means.
I see.
But she goes around, she skirts the law on things, that's for sure.
Whoop, guys, hold on for just a second here. Hold on.
Okay,
they're back on. Talk!
Oh. At this point, we're waiting for Vasily to come back in so we could start our thing for the night here before poor Morian falls asleep.
Oh, just take a paintbrush and some ink to her face.
Well,
I'm glad she didn't want to kill me for that.
I'm not sure she's listening. She was on our show, Iki Tuesday, this, you know, just a little while ago, and she's pretty poop, poor thing.
Yeah, we're left to entertain you, because somebody had to use the little ranger room.
As long as he doesn't drop his quiver.
I'm not fishing it out.
Me either.
He can fish it out.
He'll get it all by himself.
Yep.
Arrows don't fly right when they're wet, do they?
No, they kind of hang to the right or the left, depending on what side of the arrow you got wet, you know.
So this could be really bad.
It would be really, really bad. Bring a
okay,
whole
I'm
new
back.
Meaning to the word fling, anyway.
Yeah,
hi!
Okay, I'm back. So what's hanging loosely to the right or the left, depending on which one it was?
No, we're not.
Okay.
The question is,
did
you shake it more than once?
No.
Okay, damn it. You weren't playing.
He was
there
saving
the
it
joke.
For you.
It goes the whole joke.
HUD is recommending maybe we should give a little advice on how to successfully roleplay. I don't think there's any advice you can give.
That's a fantastic idea, because people have been...
People have been
asking me in tells and such for the last few days. And the biggest question I get is, okay, how do I roleplay?
Well, the way I've always looked at it is think of your roleplay as a screenplay. Think of yourself as being, if you're playing EverQuest, you're in a fantasy adventure movie. You are your character. What does your character do? How is he going to react to this? Why did you snub that gnome over there? Know what I mean? I mean, you just create your character. I mean, hell,
yep.
Rip off someone else's character. Be Vin Diesel, for crying out loud. I don't know.
Well, that's the best I can actually tell people is... You are, it's more or less creating a story. You are that person. Mm-hmm. React as that person would do. And I had somebody ask me today, and she says, well, I feel kind of strange just coming up to somebody and starting to roleplay. And I said, well, are you on a roleplay server? And she said, no.
Well, get your ass on a roleplay server.
That's what I said.
And we do not start sentences with douth or deeth or whatever.
Greetings, fair maiden. I, Jethel Silverwing, shall escort you to greatness. No, that doesn't happen. Usually,
you sound like a frog lock that way.
I did, didn't I? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know. Perhaps if I found a frog lock NPC, I could probably take their lines and do it in their frog lock kind of voice. But...
I mean, role playing happens just as easily as standing there on the dock and talking about if the boat's running late lately and. What sort of day it is. I mean, is it a nice day to go boating? And
I'm going to find a frog book.
You know, just stuff like that. It could be just real simple, easy stuff. It doesn't have to be long, drawn out, or over-powerful
completely,
stuff.
Completely flip out. Where's the boat? My girlfriend just got taken by Sarnax! Damn those Sarnax!
Now, that could be fun.
Then, of course, you know, Someone like Jethel would just look at you and start inching away from you. And I'm not hearing this. That's nice. Your girlfriend, they got taken by the... Is she hot?
Yeah, that's what he would do.
I mean, what are my chances here? I do have to give it up for the Sony writers who write the scripts for the NPCs and whatnot. Yeah, I just completed the, what was that one called for the, Spreading Love and blah, blah, blah. World event. Let me see. Love Lines? No, that's not it. I give up. Anyway.
What, The Good Side?
Yeah. What was it called? I can't remember the name of it.
I can tell you what The Bad Side was.
Dispelling Hate. That was it. Come on, I know there's a frog bug that wanders around South Kinos. Where is he? I want to get his lines. And of course, if you're playing a Karen or a Rotonga, you can even put a little accent onto it. You know what I mean? Your little Karen here, I just hailed.
The Concordian celebrates your contributions.
Yeah, that would be a Karen's kind of voice. I kind of like that. What do you think? Think I should make a Karen?
You'd purr a lot.
Why are these people fighting? Stop fighting, jackasses.
The hate's coming back.
Ah.
Damn you and your hate!
Come on, I know there's some freaking frog logs around here. Where are the frog logs?
And the dark side is called the power of hate.
The power of hate. The power of hate compels you. Inaruk has no honor.
I kind of like Rotongas. I just think they're cool.
and people like your purr, by the way. You'd probably be a good
Who likes my purr?
Kitty likes your kitty. And as far as RP stories go, always check with other members and discuss how they want to go.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going
especially if you're getting invited into somebody else's RP, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And if you're doing an RP and you invite people into it and you don't like how it's going, put an end to it. There's just no way people tend to... I mean, this happened over on Emar where...
EverQuest
there was
one,
always, EverQuest 1.
Yeah, it's always a big thing. So if you're going to include someone into your story, make sure they realize, get their permission. And, I mean, when Win-Win made up that little story involving Jethel, Elquin, and Cheez-It, she asked my advice on how the story should go. Don't try to involve someone in your storyline and then find out way too late that they've just screwed you up. Hey, there's a
and the most and the most important thing is friendship is far greater a thing to have than your RP storyline.
Right. Don't screw up a friendship just because you want the storyline didn't go how you wanted it to, and God damn you bastard. Yeah.
It's all supposed to be fun.
Why the hell can't I find any frog logs? What city?
Go to Starcrest.
Starcrest Commune. Okay, I'll go.
Yeah,
there.
The High Elves. I don't know why the High Elves got stuck with the frogs, but they did.
Retribution.
Poetic justice.
Poetic justice.
Yes, the High Elves, the Erudites are all stuck in slums now, you highbrow bastards.
Castleview. There you go.
Castleview.
I was wrong.
Okay. Castleview, Hamlet, I'm going to Castleview. Why in the world is this guard named Hamstock? Hi, Rowan. Hi, I see Rowan. Wave to Rowan. There we go. I'm going to continue on to Castleview now, because I'm going to find out what a frogluck would say. Because they always have the most interesting vocabulary. A lot of doths and these and thous that Delmon can appreciate. You know, this trip would be a lot faster if I put on, not primary agility, but pathfinding. There we go. Hey. Much better. Is this Starcrest here? Greystone. That's not where I wanted to go.
Well, I'll just take the bell from there to Castle View.
Well, fine, I will.
Delmon has no honor.
Yeah, and the Froglocks do like to quote Shakespeare to a point.
Yeah, they're very Shakespearean.
Yeah, they do.
Very Shakespearean in their speech.
But, you know, it's funny, when you go to the Froglock City, when you do the little quest and you get into the pond and all that stuff,
yes.
I don't remember them being so Shakespearean over there. They just, the city frogs got kind of weird.
Hmm. Well, of course, because they're, you know, domesticated.
Domesticated frogs.
Yes. Okay, Castleview, there we go. Going to Castleview. Sorry, I apologize to our listeners. I realize this is really freaking boring at this point.
He's on this hunt for a Froglock.
I must find a Froglock!
You're a Franger and you can't track a Froglock?
Not beyond city borders. Okay, I mean Castleview. Why, we're not sure. Gonna find me a Froglock. Gonna find... By the way, let's just see if I can get people's advice on this. Let me get this up. As many of my, parodies come out, is totally random and just something pops in my head. We were having birthday dinner for Eric last week. And on the intercom system started playing Man on the Moon by R.E.M. So it just pops into my head to make a song about the destruction of Luckland. And you blame it on the gnomes and then blame it on the wizards. Some of that, you know. Can you believe the wizards blew up the moon? Blew up the moon. What do you think?
I think it works.
I told you last week when you did it to start writing it down.
Ah, there's a Froglock.
Okay, he says,
my hopes and that ye seize every moment to protect the innocent.
Very long-winded.
He must have went to the school of Delmonology to learn how to talk.
Ooh, Delmonology. Here's another Froglock. What does she have to say? I think it's a she.
How can you tell?
The color patterns, basically.
Mighty adventurer, I greet thee a hearty welcome.
I like that.
Oh, boy.
Who is Andy Kay? Is that like a singer in R.E.M. or something?
I don't know.
Lowcake says I'm not Andy Kay, but it'll work. Now, wait a minute.
Kitty wants to hear Drunken Dwarves.
What? Drunken Dwarves?
Let me do something here.
He's doing something there. Watch out.
Actually, if I'm actually singing an R.E.M. song, I can sound like their lead singer pretty well. So let me try this real quick. This is just going to be the regular song.
On a fumble in a game of life. Yeah, 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 yeah. Andy Kaufman in a wrestling match. Yeah, 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 yeah. Monopoly 21 checkers and chess. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Fred Blassie in a breakfast mess. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's play Twister, let's play Risk. Yeah, 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 yeah. See you in heaven if you make the list. Yeah, 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 yeah. And
Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the punch? Andy, are you goofing on Elvis Presley, baby? Are you losing touch? If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's really nothing up my sleeve, then nothing is cool.
Okay, he was referring to Andy Kaufman, I see. Don't mind me.
We won't.
Wrestling trivia. Who did Andy Kaufman fight? Jerry the King Lawler, of course. Okay, here's some real wrestling trivia. Let's see if anyone can actually answer this one. What professional wrestler both boxed Andre the Giant and wrestled Muhammad Ali? I bet no one's going to get that one. Hey, here's another Froggy Lock. What does he have to say?
Ah! This is not how a Froggy Lock should live. Hello, friend, what dost thou need?
I like that. Anyone have a guess on that one? Professional wrestler who both boxed Andre the Giant and wrestled Muhammad Ali. Nobody has, no one seems to have a clue
not
on that
one. Not a clue.
Former professional wrestler and former WWF commentator, Gorilla Monsoon. Of course, no one even remembers Gorilla Monsoon. He died like 15 years ago, if that. Yes, yes, Low Kick, I realize that Man on the Moon was written for Andy Kaufman. I know that. Gorilla Monsoon. He had a fantastic vocabulary.
So like?
Well, God, I can't even remember. There is a name for the little protrudence on the back of the head right above the neck. And he would love saying that word. Well, whatever the hell the name of that bone is. And it's like, oh, he got punched in the cerebral protuberance or whatever it was. It's like, God, where do you get this vocabulary? You're a professional wrestler. Of course, a lot of people didn't know that George the Animal Steel was actually a college professor. Not many people know that. So, little fact about George the Animal Steel. And the Undertaker makes really, really nice strawberry cupcakes. Mr. Mark Calloway, if you're listening to the show tonight, and I doubt you are very much, but I apologize. Please don't come to my house and beat the crap out of me.
I would pay to see that. You go down, you open the door, and there's the dong and the fog you would see him coming up the walkway. Oh yeah, you would just sort of crap your pants, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, yeah, I could see that. Sure, I could. Mm-hmm.
That would be fun.
It would for you. Uh-huh. It would be really funny for you.
Like it, huh?
No, probably not. Aww. You're like, knock, knock, knock.
Boom.
Yeah, sure. I open up the door, the Undertaker's here. It's going to be... picks my ass up with one hand.
I was going to say, you'll get clobbered.
Rest in peace.
I do love the Undertaker, though. I'm not just kissing ass here. I really do. Undertaker rock. All right, so do we have any more tips for these people on how to role play?
One of the best ways, and you know, they mentioned it to me, is pick one character and stick with it. Make her a life, him or her a life. You know, if you just play him every now and then, you know, people know him. You know, I have two characters. They're both well known, but I took the time on them to get to know other people.
Mm-hmm.
Roleplay isn't roleplay if you're doing it by yourself. Go out and find somebody, interact with other people.
So what are you saying? You think maybe I should, like, you know, keep Jethel going for a little while, see what happens? I've only had Jethel. I mean, that's it.
I don't think I could imagine you as anybody else.
I mean, of course I have Cheez-It and the Drunken Dwarf, but I really don't play them. Outside of, you know, skits for the show. I mean, knowing me as me, can you really see me as Cheez-It?
No.
Running around, hi everyone! How are you? Skyheart! Big hug. You know, sniffing around, can I eat cheese? I want cheese! Now, Dwarf I can see maybe. Just, you know, walk right up to Trinity, smack her on the ass. Hey, Tots, how you doing? That I could probably see. But I can't see myself ever playing a Goody Goody. What do you think? Jethel the High Paladin? I am here to protect Kinos from the forces of evil! No.
No, definitely not.
Can't see it. What do you think, Elquin? Do you think we ought to go goody-goody?
No.
No? That would be a quick fall from grace, Phylox says.
Yeah, it would.
Okay, who's Bones? Bones has accepted Elquin Jenna's invitation to join the Legion of Kithakor.
He's an elf.
Welcome to hell!
I really sounded like Lucan there for a minute, didn't I?
A little bit.
You know what EverQuest needs?
It
needs some Sean Connery.
Most definitely.
I think Sean Connery should do the voice of Luca.
No.
So, you want to be evil, do you? Junior?
I'm sorry. All I can see when I think of Sean Connery is his role in the Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Junior? Yeah. Why is Bones hissing at us? What is he?
A Sarnak.
Well, damn Sarnaks.
Sarnak.
Wait a minute, he's a warlock? Has he not betrayed?
He said he's already betrayed. That means he's in Haven.
Okay, he just hasn't gone over to the Kino side yet. All
right. Right. In other words, sort of a limbo.
You know, I really do wish they would have made a neutral city.
Yeah. Well, Gorwin was supposed to be.
No, it's evil. Not, it's on the evil side.
Yeah, I know, but it was supposed to be neither. It was supposed to be a neutral, but I don't know, maybe some sort of game mechanic wouldn't allow him to do it.
Mm. Now, hold on. People in the chat channel are saying that, you know, sorcerers are neutral, warlocks are neutral. I'm not talking about races. I mean, classes. I'm talking about being able to walk into Freeport, Kinos, Neriac, Kelithin, wherever you wanted to go, and not get attacked. Although, perhaps maybe get higher prices, or, you know, they're looking at you dubiously and stuff like that. You know what I mean.
Gorwin is not neutral.
No, it's not.
If you are in Gorwin, you are hated in Kinos. You cannot enter the Kinos gates without getting your butt whooped.
You are evil!
Or as Skyheart would say, evil. I love Skyheart. She's so cute. She is.
Even though Gorwin will allow both race, both alignments through their city. Okay.
I don't know. I know nothing. I used to know stuff. I used to know what I knew. I'm just making this crap up as I go. Did my computer freeze up?
I don't know. Did it?
I don't know. No, EverQuest is still working.
Well, that's a good thing.
I think we're all still here.
My Windows Explorer has locked up, I think.
I didn't do it.
I know you did. You did.
No,
you did. You're evil. Look at you being evil.
I am not.
Well, what the hell? I can't do anything without it. Come on. I don't have stuff on playlists and stuff like that. There we go. I never keep a playlist. I do everything live.
Hey, all right, that's it for this episode.
There we go. All right, well, it's 9 o'clock. We've run out of crap to talk about. Obviously. We're talking about professional wrestling instead of EverQuest now. Yeah, so it's time to go.
Where are we going?
Where are we going? We're going totally insane!
Been there, done that.
No. Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. I want to do totally insane, I'm going to do something else.
Tigger!
No, not that. So what's wrong with you people, anyway?
What do you mean?
I'm just being weird.
Is something wrong with us?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Pretty sure. Nah, that's all right. We'll do it next time. Anyway, yeah, that's the end of the Jethro Silverwing show for tonight. It is Tuesday, April 15th, 2008. The two-hour version of the Jethro Silverwing. I think we filled it up pretty well. I mean, we only had one break. I'm kind of liking the two-hour format. I think we need to just adjust and get used to it. It'll be all right. Trin, it'll be okay. Are you all right?
I'm good.
You're good. You're ready to go?
I'm ready.
She's ready to go. Elquin, are you ready to go?
Always.
All right. Trin, any last words, any thoughts, solutions? I have a solution.
What's that?
I have a solution for the population problem.
I don't think I want to know.
Death penalty for parking violations. Okay. Any last words, Trin?
Bye.
Wow, that was short and sweet. Elquin, anything?
Why not?
Fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Oh, good. Why do you want to make our audience ill? Why? It's bad enough we're deep frying hot dogs now. As if hot dogs weren't bad enough for you. We've started deep fat frying them. Deep oil frying. The hell's wrong with us?
But they taste good.
I'm not denying that.
See?
I'm just saying it's very
bad.
That's
what happens when I watch shit on TV, you know?
Oh, you saw that thing on the Food Channel or something about the history of hot dogs?
They were doing there was two different ones I was watching, and it was the Travel Channel. One was about different places that do deep fried.
Mm-hmm.
Like deep fried hamburgers and
hamburgers?
Yes.
I've never heard of a deep fried hamburger.
It's somewhere.
I've heard of it.
Right. You know about it, and it has oil that's been in there since the 1910 or something.
Oh, that's got to be healthy.
The best deep fried chicken in the South, and other things that they're deep frying, like Snicker bars and
Snickers.
How
do you deep fry a Snickers bar? Doesn't
dip it batter and throw it in there? Oh, and the best one of all, that just sort of made your arteries harden when you heard it. Deep fried bacon or chicken fried bacon.
Well, hon, think of it this way. Look at the way that, you know, when you make bacon, you do it on the flat griddle and stuff. And look at the way I do it. I do it in a pan with sides on it, and I keep the fat in there. I'm basically shallow frying the bacon.
Well, these guys, they dip it in batter and they fry it. I mean,
they fry it with batter?
Yes.
What is wrong with those people?
They say it's good.
Oh. Yes, HUD. Yeah. Elkin makes the bacon.
So one of the places they were, you know, highlighting was a hot dog stand. That's all they do is hot dogs. And the way they do them is they deep fry them. And I went, wow, that's cool. I want to try that.
Okay. Firelock says he's getting a little ill by the conversation. I don't know if it's the deep frying part or if it's the fact that someone in the channel there mentioned deep fried weenies.
No, a Twinkie and Weenie sandwich.
Twinkie and Weenie, all right.
Yeah, Twinkie Weenie sandwich.
Oh, HUD. HUD has just dinged. He is now a level 60 paladin.
Woohoo!
Congratulations, HUD. Okay, well, that's it, folks. We're calling in tonight, calling it a week. I get a vampire to try to rescue. I now have to walk into my house and be stopped before I get to her bedroom. And yes, Trinity does have her own private bedroom with a coffin. Yes, HUD is a barbarian, yes. Okay, so it's time to hit the ending shtick. Hey, alright, that's it for this episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblebuds!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 badgers, 2 giant rats, a 4-pound jar, jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yeah, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Gentle Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk with Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.